Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banco BPM first quarter 2020 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Roberto Peronaglio, IR Manager of Banco BPM. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, to be here with this conference. As usual, before leaving the field to Mr. Castagna, our CEO, let me remind that you can find the presentation on our website on Investor Relations page and that the Q&A section is reserved only for the financial analyst. Thank you very much. I leave the field to Mr. Castagna.
Good evening. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Let's start this presentation, of course, from the impact of the COVID on the first quarter results that we have to comment today. We have an introduction where we will try to be as quick as I can, but I think it's very interesting also for you to understand how we adapted our organization in a very flexible way in order to cope with the many difficulties that this period, in particular March and April, were for the banking system. Let's say that, first of all, we try to be able to build up the highest safety for our employees and our customers. In the first 2 months, we tried really to reduce to the minimum the presence of our colleagues, even though, of course, we were able to run the operational business and the business continuity as usual. We had a large share of our employees to be at home for a long period. Nowadays, I will show you how we are interacting with the phase two of this COVID emergency. Let's say that all in all, the acceleration of digital and omnichannel banking with the new ways of working, which will be, let's say, the new normal, I feel, in the future, has had a big boost from this period. On page six, we have the two different steps. Step one was the emergency period in which we try to be attentive on the safety and physical presence of our colleagues. We run basically the bank with more or less 20% of the presence, physical presence in head office, with the majority of the other colleagues working in smart working from home, with more than 7,500 smart remote workers. In the branch, we decided to close 520 branch, to open every day 840 branch with personnel on a weekly shift, and to have 317 branch operating 2 days per week. The focus, of course, was on increasing and enhancing our digital banking activity in order to keep closer relation between our client and our colleagues. We also give you some incremental activity in the omnichannel transaction. As you can see, for individuals, we had an increase on the total transaction of the bank, passing from 27% of 2019 to 56% of these 2 months, with an increase of 36% on for small business and SMEs. The increase was from 63% to 79%, almost 40%. And in digital sales, we had an increase of 59% through the WeBank trading platform. On page seven, after the first period of emergency, we tried immediately to build up a steering committee in order to concentrate our activity on three main aspects: the restart of the commercial activity, the cost cutting and cost saving, which of course is one of the main parts in our control, and the control of the balance sheet and risk, meaning the limiting the impact of the crisis over capital, asset quality, funding, and liquidity. On page 8, we have some few explanation also with a sort of time frame in which emergency phase 1 and phase 2 are now in act. Let's say that also in terms of people working in our physical network, during this last week we increased from 40 to almost 70% the presence in the branch, thanks also to the phase 2 adoption from the government starting on the 5th of May. We think that relaunching the activity of the business, both emphasizing and exploiting the government liquidity and guarantee supply for enterprise and small business, and to restart with customer engagement after these 2 months very lowly affected by interaction with client, will be basically the main activity in these 2 months, in order to wait for a complete restart, hopefully, for the second part of the year. On page 9, some number about the measure taken by the government and the action taken by Banco BPM in terms of support to the economy. As you can see, the first line is for moratoria. The first decree, the Cura Italia decree of the government, we received something like 70,000 requests of moratoria, meaning 1.8 billion of suspended installment, over more or less 11 billion of global lending affecting by moratoria. Switching to the other activity, liquidity, directly liquidity emergency, Banco BPM itself launched a 5 billion liquidity platform. We received 4,000 requests from our client, and up to now the amount requested amount to 1.2 billion. The final step is the liquidity decree issued in April by the government. This is split, as you know, in two different main areas. One is the €25,000, 100% guaranteed for small business. We received more than 35,000 guarantee. The average is around 18,000-20,000 euro per request. So the potential amount is 800 million. For the other measure related to mid-size and large corporates, we have an estimation in our pipeline of 6,500 potential clients involved for a total consideration of around 4 billion. So the entire maneuver could be as big as 8 billion of requests. Let's give you also some idea on page 10 about our portfolio of loans. On the left circle side, you see the difference between 55% of non-financial corporates, 13% financial corporates, 27% residential mortgages, and 5.5% of public administration. On the lower side, you can see the EAD by risk categories, where you see that 88% are concentrated on the medium-low risk company. We tried also to give you a sensitivity to COVID of the main sector, the potential most impacted sector, which you will find in the note 4. And under this approach, we have 53% of our portfolio basically with the low affected, with the low impact by COVID, 39% with a mid impact, and only 8% with a potential high impact. Amongst this sector, of course, transportation, accommodation, restaurant, travel, textile, automotive, and transport vehicle. The mix between the high potential impact with the medium high risk is around 1% of our total portfolio. On page 11, you can read it, is the support we are trying to give to the communities through direct funding from the bank, from the board, from the management, and the different fundraising and crowdfunding activity. Let's say on page 12, some consideration about the strategic plan which I presented to you on the 3 of March. Of course, after that, everything fell down in terms of emergency, so all the macro have been highly affected by the COVID emergency, and so now we can quite easily say that the underlying assumptions are now not anymore, of course, good enough to present the same numbers of the plan. Banco BPM, therefore, will review its strategic plan once there will be a better visibility on the evolution of the COVID scenario. Of course, in the meantime, as I was announcing before, we are approaching with flexibility all the operating costs and all the project that we had in the business plan in order to reduce the impact or postpone the impact to 2021. Through that, we think that we can have sensible savings on the 2020 numbers. Also in terms of asset quality, let's say that the physiological impact has been very, very low. We have only 53 basis points of physiological cost of risk, but nonetheless, in the light of the current environment, we produced a series of potential sensitivity for which we decided to put 70 more million in order to increase to more or less 80 basis points of cost of risk, the total cost of risk for this quarter. You can see the main aspect, the general aspect of this sensitivity on page 13. Of course, on the left, there are the recommendation of the different regulatory that were all in line with taking a mixed approach between the potential immediate effect of the emergency and a long-term view. And of course, this is exactly what we did. We took three different scenarios for 2020 and 2021, which we mixed with a long-term scenario. The 2020 has three different scenarios, -6, -8, -10%. The 2021 is +3, +4.5, +6. The medium, of course, is the scenario that we took in order to have the sensitivity, and the impact mitigated by the guarantees and by the moratoria results in an impact of 70 million in addition to the regular cost of risk. On page 15, we go directly to the number of the first Q. Profitability pre-tax was 310 million, net income 152 million. Very good increase both in corporate loan, in core performing loans and in current account and deposit, respectively higher 4.2% vis-à-vis last year in loans and 8.2% in deposit. Also, April was confirming this trend with loans increasing month on month of 1.1% and deposit 2% in 1 month. The risk profile is bettering, net NP ratio 5% from 5.2, gross NP ratio 8.8%, Texas ratio 50%. On page 16, very sound liquidity profile, both in LCR and NSFR, but mainly backed by total liquidity securities for 30 billion, of which almost 26 billion of unencumbered eligible assets. Capital and buffers, a common equity tier 1 of 14.4% phase in and 12.9% fully loaded, with an MDA buffers of almost 500 basis points phase in and more than 300 basis points fully loaded. This is without taking in consideration the potential temporary relief measure given by the waiver on the capital conservation buffer waived by ECB and amounting to 250 basis points. The different measures taken by the regulators allow us also to shift average 1 year the material part of the regulatory headwinds that we announced in the strategic plan. On page 17, we have the description of the line by line of the results compared with Q1 2019 and Q4 19. As you can see, we had a stable NII performance at 474 million. A very good, in our view, fee and commission performance, because we were able to be better than the first Q 2019 and, of course, lower than the fourth Q 19, but this is also for the main result were basically concentrated in the first 2 months of the activity. Then we have a very big number coming from NFR. This is mostly coming for net 150 million post-tax from the fair value on own liabilities from certificates, offsetted, if you wish, by valuation effect on asset for 31 million. All in all, the net impact on NFR on the own liabilities and own asset amount to 98 million on the net result. Going down, staff cost is already showing some good reduction, 4% year on year, 1.6% on the quarter, on, 4% on the quarter, 1.6% year on year, and I can say that this will be, there will be a good impact also looking forward, as well as administrative costs and D&A, which were down 7% and 3% year on year, very consistently. So operating costs were down 3.2%, with the profit from operation amounting to 525 million vis-à-vis 410 million in Q1 and 536 million in Q4. We already talked about cost of risk, 213 million, of which 143 coming from the normal activity and 70 million from anticipating the impact of the macroeconomics, bringing the pre-tax profit to 310 million. Tax for 94 million. We had also systemic charge increase of 16 million non-expected, which should go down starting from next year of something like 10 million. This is the effect of the calculation of the contribution of the bank to the Single Resolution Board given from the merger of the two banks. Final result, again, 151 million. Let's go through very quickly the main items. Net interest income very stable. We feel that this, also looking forward, will be sustained by the potential increase in volumes from loans, of course, even though with a lower interest rate given by the set of guarantee supported by the government. As you see, the evolution is quite sensible already in the first quarter, where we have almost 4 million of increase from the commercial banking, even considering one day less, so the total consideration like for like would have been 9 million. In terms of customer spread, we have for the first time after many quarters a small increase, 1.36, mainly driven by a small increase in asset spread. Volumes, we already talked briefly, there is a consistent increase to 94 billion of core performing customer loans from 91 in December and 90 billion last year. The current account deposit, 90 billion versus 88 billion December, 83 billion last year. And of course, indirect funding affected negatively by the market effect, which reduced by 8 billion the total consideration. As I announced before, April is very consistent with this number, registering an increase of 1% in loans, 2% in deposit, and also recovered in the market effect for asset under management of 2.2%. Just few words about the lending performance. Total new lending were almost in line with Q1 last year. The main recovery was in March because of the starting of the effect of the measure, especially the measure taken directly by the bank, and this brought to an increase from 1.2 billion issued in February to 2 billion issued in March. As you can see, the real lack of new loans is related to households. Basically, we have very, very few level of residential mortgages. Meanwhile, enterprise and corporate will register a big increase also in the next quarter. Funding, this, as you know, in this period is a main topic because of the potential lack of liquidity. As I mentioned before, we have a very strong position. Luckily enough, as many of you know, in the first 2 months of the year, we were able to issue basically half of the amount needed for the entire 2020. So out of 2.4 billion of maturity for this year, we were able to issue 81 for 400 million in January and a senior non-preferred for 750 million in February. This brings us to with the need to fund only 1.2 billion of maturities for this year, which of course, as you will see when I will show you the TLTRO opportunity and liquid asset available, will be very easy for us, also if we cannot have a good market in the second half of the year. All in all, our unencumbered eligible asset, which amounted in March to 22 billion and in April to 26 billion, are enough to exceed the total exposure of our outstanding bonds. Liquidity, again, on page 22, LCR and NSFR, a very good level, but I would take your attention on the TLTRO reduction reached in the first quarter 2020. We have an exposure of 13.8 billion, down, as you remember, from 21 billion last year. As you know, we tried to reduce TLTRO before the crisis in light also of a potential upgrade of our rating, Nowadays, of course, this would not be the immediate attention for our bank, also considering that the TLTRO opportunities has grown up to a potential 35.7 billion, so with almost 22 billion potential drawing in the next quarter. Of course, we would never need this amount, but just to come back to the 1 billion needed for the funding, we have plenty of room also to exploit the premium and the opportunity of TLTRO, particularly favorable in this period, factorizing the very good reduction we had in the last quarters. Let's pass to commission on page 23. Again, very good results, plus 1.4 on Q1 19, minus 4.7 on Q4, mainly driven by commercial activity and mainly concentrated in credit fees. Of course, as you know, the last quarter of each year concentrate many transaction in the structured lending transaction with very interesting fees, and so it's quite normal in the, having a difference in the commercial activity, which account from more or less 11 million of these 16 million lower. The remaining is the lower activity registered in March due to the emergency. But if you go to the focus on investment product fees on the right side of the slide, you see that we had the contribution basically in only two full months, almost even to the record contribution that we registered in Q4 last year. So 186 million vis-a-vis 187 last Q4 and 172 in first Q 2019. The explanation is on page 24. Basically, we were able to sell 3.5 billion of investment product in the quarter, 3 billion of which in the first 2 months, and only 500 million in March. So the normal activity would have brought this number above 4 billion in line with our expected business plan. We already seen the effect. Let me anticipate that after in April, which more or less is in line with the March result, already in the first week of May, having more people in the branch, we are already registering a very encouraging number, which of course we still pay vis-a-vis the pre-COVID pace, but will give us some room for recovery, at least in the second part of the year. We already talked about NFR. Let's concentrate about the lower part of the slide, where you see the negative impact on the left side on our Common Equity Tier 1 due to the unrealized reserves reduction in held to collect and sales, amounting to almost 200 million. Meanwhile, on the amortizing cost govies, we still have 300 million of positive reserve, even though reducing from 520 million. Another slide on our govies portfolio, securities portfolio. We have registered a slight increase in the first quarter, in particular in Italian govies, but this is normal for us in the first quarter each year, if you check also December 18 versus March 19, because end of year our policy is to completely reduce the activity, the trading activity of govies. In terms of differentiation of our portfolio between held to maturity, we have increased a lot in order to avoid volatility on capital, passing from 48% to 55%. other specification on the portfolio on page 27, let me attract your attention mainly on the lower part of the slides, where you can see the duration of the total govies held to maturity, which is 3.4 years and 3.9 years for Italian govies. Meanwhile, the duration of the portfolio held to collect and sale is 3.3 years for the total portfolio, but only 2.3 years in the Italian govies. Let's pass on page 28 on operating cost. We have a consistent reduction, 3.2% in operating cost. We already talked about the ambition that we have to overcome also the pace that we have registered in the first quarter, and of course we can discuss afterwards about our potential forecast for the year. On page 29, some numbers about the improvement in our asset quality. NPE still reducing. We are now down to 8.8% of NPE ratio, gross NPE ratios, and 3.1 of gross bad loan ratios, and 5% of net NPE ratios, and 1.5% of net bad loan ratio. You may easily remember that we're starting from something like 25%. Also for coverage, considering the low share of bad loans, both gross and net, net is only 29% out of the entire non-performing loans, of course is more consistent to talk about the single line of coverage where we have bad loan to 55%, growing to 62%, including write-offs, and almost 40% reached on the UTP coverage. Cost of risk and flows, very consistent, in line with the physiological new cost of risk that I announced before. We have a reduction also on the average of the quarterly net inflow in NPE, 5% lower than the quarterly average, and 17% reduction in the flows between UTP to bad loans vis-à-vis 2019. Cost of risk, again, 143 is the normal cost, and we added 70 million in generic provision. This brought to 53 basis points physiological cost of risk and almost 80 basis points the global cost of risk. On page 31, just some words in order to say that our activity of recovery, cancellation, cure is always, also in this quarter, higher than the net inflow from performing, and this allows us also without massive disposal to reduce time by time the stock and the ratios. Just the last two slides on page 32, some figure about capital ratios and buffers. I would say a very consistent position. We were 10.8% stated on March 2019, growing 12.8% end of the year. We reinstated due to the decision followed by the ECB recommendation, the 20 basis point from suspension of dividend, so the 13 basis point through the different impact from held-to-maturity, held-to-collect-and-sale reserves, and the performance of the year were a negative impact of 10 basis points, reaching 12.9% of Common Equity 1 fully loaded and 14.4% phase-in. On MDA buffers, we registered an increase, helped also by the measure of regulatory, which allow us on under CRD5 rules to benefit from the consideration of the subordinated bonds issued in our capital, and so we increased it from 440 basis points to 490 basis points the MDR buffer phase-in, and from 230 basis points to 307 basis points the MDR buffer fully loaded. I remember that we announced the 250-300 basis point target. All in all, let me say that we are really grateful to our people for the reaction that they had in facing consistently all these emergency. We had a difficult time at the beginning, but we were able to run the bank business as usual, even though reducing, of course, the activity, the investment activity. Nowadays, we are basically almost in full force. We have the possibility to help the Italian economy and Italian enterprise in order to take full advantage from the measure of the government and try to help together the recovery of the economy. Talking about our performance, again, of course, the Q1 was only impacted 1 month, but we started some prudential measure. We feel the Q2 will be the lower one in terms of results because we will be the one more impacted by the emergency, but we are already experiencing very good signal of recovery. Of course, in these difficult times, every week accounts for 1 month, so let me take some more time to potentially give you the guidance about the year, about the potential next business plan. We have to understand exactly if this phase two is going to be as safe as all of us hope and expect, and I hope that in 1 month we can be able to give you some more figure about the future. Thank you very much.